Meeting of the Madison School Board. The meeting is now called to order. Please rise to the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have our territorial land acknowledgement that honors the Lopato family.
So this month is American Indian Heritage Month, and so we wanted to read this. We acknowledge that our Manson School campus is located on the indigenous lands of the Chelan peoples. We express our deepest respect and gratitude for their care and protection of the lands and waters here. Since ancient time, beyond memory or record, we thank these stewards of this rich land and its pure waters.
Thank you. At this time, we need to approve or modify or deny our agenda. So if you'd like to look that over and entertain a motion one way or another on the agenda for this evening.
I make a motion that we accept the agenda as presented.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the agenda as printed. Discussion. Seeing none, hearing none, all in favor of approving the agenda, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Motion passes. We do have an agenda. Those of you in the audience, we have several things on our agenda, including some monitoring reports. We have an opportunity to talk about our BPNO levy again. And so if you have public comment, this would be a good time to be signing yourself up and have some knowledge, background knowledge, so you can actively participate in our meeting this evening. And we certainly appreciate your opportunities to do that. Van, you talked to us about student body.
Was there any public comment?
Not yet. Was there student?
No.
Anybody signed up? Nope.
Nobody signed up.
Okay.
Just double checking.
So we got a lot going on in high school right now. In our academic world, we're working towards the end of the trimester, just coming up this Wednesday for students. We, you know, itching into last week and this week, we have finals and just pieces of work to catch up on. Seniors are working hard on college applications and scholarships. It's a very tedious process for a lot of us. We're working through those right now and just finishing up some fall community service for first try and working into second try. The sports side of things, our girls volleyball team took back-to-back state titles. And then for cross country, our middle school eighth grader Grace Walsh took third place individually, and our team took seventh at state. Winter sports have started. We've had a very large turnout for all of our winter sports, and we're working towards December 5th for, I believe, our first wrestling meet at Liberty Bell and our first home basketball game against Cascade on the same day. In the club side of things, there's some new clubs that were approved in the previous weeks. We had a faith club and a health and wellness club. I talked about it at the last board meeting. They just have yet to meet. So I'll check in with their presidents to see how they're doing. And we just approved last week a health and fire science club so that some of our volunteer firefighting students can run that and have it be more of a well-regarded aspect in the school. ASB is working on planning a club fair when we come back from break, so all students will have an hour, or we're working on a modified Monday schedule where they can come through and meet all the presidents and the executive members of each club and kind of see, get to know what they want to get, be interested in. And this is more for our freshmen, sophomores, but even seniors don't know about all the clubs, so we thought it would be a good opportunity. We were just waiting for after break. We wanted to get it in before, but there's a lot going on right now. Mini Mentors has gone to the elementary twice now. We've had all grades from freshmen to seniors come in, and we've worked with multiplication facts, answered questions about high school and middle school, and have hung out with the fourth and fifth graders during our lunch and part of their school day. And then lastly, our kind of events update, we had our Veterans Day breakfast on that Friday. For Veterans Day, it went super well. We had a decent turnout, and we had multiple student volunteer opportunities. Tomorrow in our ASB meeting, I'm going to talk about doing a potential Tolo or Sadie Hawkins dance running off of our homecoming, but we have yet to talk about that. And we're itching closely to the holiday season, and we're excited for the second trimester. So that's all I got.
Or Christmas break.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ken.
Thank you.
Great job, Ken.
And if you'd like to wander off to do some...
I can.
You're welcome to do that.
Sounds
if you'd
good.
Like to. Perfect. I'm not forcing you to...
I think I'll take my leave. Thank you.
You're welcome to
stay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
The approved and agenda moves the strategic plan group from the ESD to this point so that they can get their presentation made for us and we can learn about strategic planning. Would you please introduce yourself to the rest of the board?
Yes.
Thank you.
We'd love to introduce ourselves. Thank you for having us tonight. I'm Ashley Getz. I'm an associate director at the ESD and have served districts as superintendent, elementary principal, federal programs director, as well as teacher. So that is a bit about myself. And I come with my colleague, Bill Eagle.
Bill Eagle. I'm an executive director of the ESD and part of a three-person team here that has engaged in strategic planning for a number of districts in our region. It's work that we love doing. We're excited to get to talk to you about that tonight.
Outstanding.
All right. So we have been in conversation with Tabitha a few times. You are the first group that we'll be working with that runs off of governance policies. So it's really stretched our thinking, and we're appreciative of that. It's going to give us a new, broader look when we go into strategic planning. One of the things is that we understand you've developed your ends policies, and we want to make sure that we really acknowledge that and build on that foundation that you guys have created. So we wanted to make sure tonight to point out that the intent is really to recognize the work that you've done, but part of strategic planning is bringing in voice from other parties, including staff and students, but also community members. From groups that maybe may not be involved in schools. So you get a wide range of voices that are at the table. We certainly are not going to say that the ends policies need to be completely revised or rewritten, but it is important to think about those other groups. So up on the slide here, these are a couple of snippets that we have come up with. This is Eastmont's portrait of a graduate in the upper right-hand corner. And in the left, those are warden's priorities. Those are two of the components that the committees will work on together. And we feel like this really sets the stage for people to know what Manson School District is about. What do we want for our students when they leave here? And Bill will go into more depth about that when he starts presenting. But I also wanted to provide just a few pieces of feedback from past committee members, because the voices of others is really what makes this process so powerful. So different points of view can still achieve the same goal. Student voice in the process was invaluable, and everyone brings a different perspective to the table, and that is so valuable. So I think the opportunity to be heard and feel like their voice is valued as well has really brought these priorities forward for districts. And then we're actually kind of on 1.2, I would call it maybe. So Bill's working with Warden in particular right now to get into more of the nitty gritty, which he'll explain later, but that is work that Tab will do moving on so that when monitoring comes up, she has excellent things to report to you. So at any point tonight, I would say, please make sure that you're asking questions because this is new for us as well, but we are excited to work through the process with you.
I guess one of my concerns is we will spend time and energy and effort producing a strategic plan, and how can we make sure that it is valued by board, staff, students, and community stakeholders?
So I think it becomes your story. So you get to tell the story as a committee about your district and your kids and what they're working toward. But even a step further, when you identify your priorities, should you choose to call them priorities, we've got some language nuances that we'll talk through as a committee. Then you can start talking about goals and measures and then reporting to those people who were either part of the process or who are part of your Manson community. So you'll have a tangible item to say, this is what we said we were going to do, and here's what it looks like now, and how we're measuring up to actually doing that work. Does that answer your question?
Yeah,
okay.
I think so.
And hopefully you'll learn more through the presentation. So if you have more questions, speak up.
What do you find is the biggest difference with governance policy versus what you've done previously?
We're not sure 100% right now. The ends policy has been interesting for us because it's set. We're used to starting with more of a blank slate. And so knowing that those ends are important to the board, it's how do we think about bringing that work forward to the committee and getting them on board as well, and then formulating a student promise and priorities that everyone can be, I hate to use the term buy-in, but that's what's coming to mind right now. But then knowing that there is that ends policy that TAB is having monitoring around. So it's just making all the puzzle pieces fit together is a little different than what we're accustomed to.
So you're having to fit into what we've already created as opposed to starting totally from scratch, yeah. Basically.
I would say right now that is the biggest difference.
Okay.
But as you've reviewed our ends, that's consistent with what other districts are doing, but it's already provided for you.
Let's dig into that.
Yep, let's talk more about that.
All right.
So what is the relationship between the traditional strategic plan that we're used to working with committees and developing from scratch, and then your governance structure, which has an ends policy that you guys spent quite a bit of time developing? And we want to acknowledge that as part of this process. And there are some similarities between what you have in your ends policy and what would be a component of a traditional strategic plan. But there are also some differences and nuances, and let's get into that a little bit, okay? So here on the left side, you've got kind of the bigger components of your ends policy. You have a mission and a vision, and then you have the end statements. And when you look at the components of a traditional strategic plan, some of those are very similar. Traditional strategic plan, we have a mission. We start strategic planning process with a profile of a graduate and then move usually to commitments or promises to students. We have values and outcomes and measures in the strategic plan, and I think perhaps the best match for your end statements are going to be priorities. And so I'd like to kind of talk through this, and I've got some examples here to show you how this might fit together as pieces. Starting with these ideas at the top, the profile of the graduate, the student promise, and the relationship of those components to a vision statement. We start the strategic planning process by asking the committee about the end result, right? We begin with the end in mind. So one of the first things we do with the committee in the strategic planning process is ask this question: what are the characteristics and skills that you want for your graduates in the Manson School District? And as we lead the group through that process and build this list of characteristics and skills, we're working towards that final outcome we want for someone that's come through the system and is going to walk out as a graduate from your district. That then leads us to a discussion of vision statement. And what we find in the profile of graduate usually has implications for the vision statement. And you guys have a vision statement in your ends policy, and we've had a chance to review all of that. As we go through this profile of a graduate, it would be an opportunity for you with the committee to say, what do we really like about the end statement based on what we've got for profile? And are there any places where we would potentially tweak that end statement based on what we see in the profile? So the work of the profile of the graduate kind of feeds the vision piece. Then we go backwards again. If this is our vision for the district, what are we committing to for students? Okay, and we call those commitments a student promise. So there's this cycle between the components that you have in place and the components that are part of this traditional strategic planning process. And we would cycle through that with the committee. Where we start with the profile, we look then to the vision statement, and then how does that vision statement translate into a student promise? Some of the other components of your ends policy are really just going to transfer right over, right? You have a mission statement about continuous student learning in your ends policy. That really is going to translate right over. I mean, we'll share that with the committee. But it just kind of goes right over. The in statements that you guys have really are going to translate into priorities for Tab and her team at the district to take action on. And I'll talk a little bit about what that might look like. I've got some samples based on your current model. Yes.
So are you proposing that we learn your words and our words, or can you work with what we have?
Your words are going to be the board's words. The strategic plan words are going to be her words with her staff and the community.
Right. So one of the components that we have kind of circumvented would be working with our stakeholders in developing the ends. Mm-hmm. So this will be a first time for community members to see the work that we did this summer modifying our ends.
Right. And based on feedback from the committee, you may want to consider some of the language that you have in your end statements. Not that that stuff isn't great at this point. I mean, we've had a chance to look at it, and we've done this process a couple of times. Some things we traditionally see come out in the strategic plan are already in your ends and your policy. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be some interplay, but it allows you to get that input from, for example, a student perspective, right? Or a community member's perspective, a parent's perspective, which may influence where you land on some of those things. The values and the outcomes and measures, really, that is work for Tab and her staff. So in terms of values, that really is how Tab and her staff are going to work together to see this plan through. In other words, if her priorities are going to be to get you to your end statements, how does she work with her staff to make sure that she gets there? And we'll work with the committee and the staff members and the students and everybody to set up what are the values based also on what your community values. Okay. Outcomes and measures, you have some measure type statements along with your board ends, and you have them in the form of students, all students will, right? Mm-hmm. What we've seen in the strategic planning process is translating that into measures that can be used to see where the needle is moving along the course of a year needs to be done at the district level. They're going to have a baseline set of data that they're going to look at related to your overall end statements, but they got to know when they're moving the needle before they get to those larger goals, right? And so that piece will be additional work for Tab and the committee to sort through. What are some intermediate outcomes and measures that we can use to dashboard our progress on a smaller basis?
So SMART goals.
Yes.
Okay.
Which we're basically already doing in monitoring.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're meeting those once a year, though. And we're talking about here a more life, it's really at the building level.
Okay.
And we're talking about that ongoing monitoring that's going to be happening all the time.
One of our models is the
yearly.
Start small, fail fast, and learn rapidly. Yes. So we're going to shoot for that kind of thing for the strategic plan. What we want for the strategic plan is a document that really drives some work for the district versus I'm going to sit this here until it's time to report on that big piece. So what does this look like? So profile of a graduate, and I made this up based on we've done this work a bunch, right? So here's some of the kinds of things that typically come out when we ask a committee, what are the characteristics and skills you want to see in a graduate? We see things like this, right? We want a lifelong learner. We want problem solvers, ready for the future. We want,
critical thinkers, future ready. We've seen any variety of kind of that crux of a model.
Right. So as those things come out, think about your vision statement. And here is your vision statement. Oops, let me go back. That's a portion of your vision statement. You have a little bit more than that, but you talk about fostering a safe, dynamic environment where every student learns the skills for success in their chosen path. And what you start to see, this relationship that kind of comes out between the profile and the vision, the profile kind of lists those skills, right? And as you look at those skills, you sometimes look at your statement and say, do we have a match here, is our vision matching where we really want to go with these skills for kids at the end? So there may be some tweaking, maybe not. We'll have to see how the profile of the graduate comes out with the committee and then take a look at how that relates to your vision statement. But there's definitely some interplay here. We would then take this profile, the vision statement, and kind of go the other direction, right? If this is part of the vision we want for students, what commitments does the district have to make to ensure that happens? We call that a student promise. So again, I'm click happy. It's an example, right? So if that was your vision statement, we might be promising something related to that vision, right? We're going to promise to create a safe, dynamic environment where students learn the critical skills needed for future success. And if someone were to say, what are those critical skills? We now have them in the profile of the graduate. These are the critical skills that we want for all graduates. So there's definitely some interplay between those first few items.